It's Rockstar Employees Day here on 99.9 MyFM. Today we are featuring Gracie Anker, who works at the Humane Society here in Gananoque. Gracie, thanks so much for joining us, and congratulations for being nominated as one of our Rockstar Employees. First of all, we want to ask you how you got involved with the Humane Society here in Gananoque.
So I actually go to St. Lawrence College, and I'm in veterinary technology, and I had to take the year off this year, and I was just kind of job searching to kind of fill the void of time, and I came across Gananoque Humane Society as a vet assistant job, and I'm not exactly qualified for that yet, but I was like, maybe just give it a shot, because they were saying that they were going to accept students, and they were open to that, and so I applied, and luckily enough, I got it, and they said I would be a really great fit.
And that's half the battle, right? Just getting in there. And,
exactly.
Yeah, good for you. So what are some of the things that have made you kind of successful so far this year? Because you've been nominated for this, and obviously people are watching what you're doing.
I think I've worked really hard in the last couple of months to get where I am. So I ended up, I got really sick at the beginning of September and ended up in the hospital for a long time. And now I'm up and running, working full time, working my butt off and doing everything just like everybody else does. And I don't know, I just think I work really hard. I wasn't expecting anything like this.
There's a lot of great employees out there, but what do you think are some of the important pieces to making someone a great employee?
Somebody who's all in it, I think. Not just shows up every day and does what they need to do, but somebody who actually cares about what they're doing. And, I mean, how can you not care about what you're doing when you're working with sick animals all the time and just trying to make them feel better?
And I guess finally, anybody was out there and they wanted to get involved with the Humane Society to, you know, maybe assist you one day or just to lend a hand, what should they do?
I mean, we're always accepting volunteers, so anybody who's willing to volunteer some time, we'd be happy to take them. So they can just start the volunteer process, or if they wanted to start going to school for vet assistant or vet tech, we do take some placement students as well.